on him and just warm him up. But that's a good way to break someone in, right? It is. And it is good. Because what are you going to say to that?
Well, it didn't really happen.
He saw it. It happened. There's no way around it. Since that persecution has started, I've started to see more breakthrough at different stores. Like, I went into another store this week, and Hindus own it. And I had talked to this guy before, and I had prayed for his shoulder, and his shoulder got healed. And I'm out there, and he comes out to the truck, and I said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He goes, "Good. I need a spiritual healing." That's what he said. Because they don't know. And I don't have a lot of time to sew everything I want to into them. So I have to piece by piece, bit by bit, because I can't let my job slack. Because if you're doing a job, you have to performance-wise keep up with everybody else. And who am I to be in Christ and pray for everybody, not work? So it's very important, because you want it to be blameless in front of people. You don't want people to... And it's God, look, he says that whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it is unto him. So if you're doing ice, you're doing it unto him. And if you're praying for people, you're doing it unto him. But you better keep up your work side. You can't let one slack. Ever. So I find myself running a lot in the parking lots. I run after people in grocery stores. Whatever I got to do, I got to get to them. And I got to make sure I do my job. So it's kind of hit and run sometimes. But I make sure I leave them with kingdom and Jesus. And this is real. See, this is like, I don't wake up ministry mindset and say, "Oh, I'm going out to do ministry today." No. If we have anything, we've fallen into the ministry of Jesus. Okay? It's his. It's not yours. It's his. But if we wake up kingdom and say, I have a fountain in me today, and out of my belly is going to flow rivers, the kingdom's going to be released.